Donald Trump will be remembered for many things, including his public description of a test used to measure cognitive function, our ability to think, to remember, speak, and solve problems.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes later, they say, remember the first question? Not the first, but the 10th question? Give us that again. Can you do that again? And you go person, woman, man, camera, TV. They say, that's amazing. How did you do that?
Patients are also put through a series of mental exercises, asked to identify or draw pictures, to solve problems, and list words from a given category. Trump seemed to think the test was proof of great intelligence. In fact, it's used to help doctors pinpoint changes in our brains. Dr. Carol Manning, director of the Virginia Alzheimer's Disease Center at UVA, says they may also order a scan using magnetic resonance imaging.
The first thing we do is a regular MRI, which just looks at the structure of the brain to see, is there a lot of atrophy or brain shrinkage? Is there a lesion in the brain that would be the reason that the person is having cognitive decline?
And they can look for fragments of protein in the brain called amyloid.
There are certain PET scans where we can look at the amount of amyloid, and that is a pathological marker of Alzheimer's disease.
Sometimes Manning says their findings suggest typical age-related changes.
Normal age-related decline includes things like forgetting names, very, very common, proper nouns, common to have a harder time with that.
But they could also point to reasons why a person might struggle with activities of daily living, managing finances that used to seem easy, remembering recent events, or doing things they've done many times before.
If someone, for example, who's been cooking for many years and been cooking the same recipes, suddenly can't remember how to do them or can't get dinner on the table at the right time.
When that happens, Manning says, it's worth being tested, even though there's no cure for dementia.
There are things that can be done. There are medicines that can slow the rate of decline. We can work with patients and their families to help them understand what is coming down the road and how to prepare for it.
And there are many studies planned or underway, three of them at UVA and three others at Virginia Commonwealth University. One hopes to find out whether a medication that proved useful in laboratory animals could help prevent the development of dementia in people with certain risk factors. Another will help families care for loved ones already diagnosed. And in a few weeks, UVA will test a genetically engineered medication that could slow the progression of mental decline.
We do have a trial coming up that is looking at a monoclonal antibody, which is a disease-modifying treatment. That is for people who are in mild stages of dementia.
If you or someone you know is concerned would like to be tested or take part in a study, Carol Manning says the first stop is a primary care doctor who may then refer patients to a major medical center for a full evaluation. I'm Sandy Houseman.